I want to take a second to remind you to sign up for the Poso Daily Brief. It is completely free. It'll be one email that's sent to you every day. You can stop the endless scrolling, trying to find out what's going on in your world. We will have this delivered directly to you, totally for free. Go to humanevents.com/Poso. Sign up today. It's called the Poso Daily Brief. Read what I read for show prep. You will not regret it. Humanevents.com/Poso. Totally free. The Poso Daily Brief.
This is what happens when the fourth turning meets fifth generation warfare.
A commentator, international social media sensation, and former Navy intelligence veteran.
This is Human Events with your host, Jack Posobiec.
Deliver us from
evil. Good evening. I'm outside the Christ the Good Shepherd Church in Wakeley, which is the scene of a second mass stabbing event in Sydney. This church and its grounds are now a crime scene after a man approached a clergyman mid-sermon and stabbed him multiple times whilst it was being live streamed.
The FBI is on board the Dolly conducting court-authorized activity, and the Washington Post is reporting that the FBI has opened a criminal investigation into the Key Bridge crash.
Iran attacked Israel over the weekend, but a spokesperson with the Israel Defense Force says 99% of those rockets and drones fired by Iran were intercepted.
Now the world is waiting as Israel considers what the next steps will be.
Before I even arrive at the Oval Office, shortly after we win the presidency, it's we, I will have the horrible war between Russia and Ukraine totally settled. I will settle it, and I will and I'm the only one that can say this because these other people have no clue. I will prevent World War III.
It's a historic day. Former president, Republican presidential nominee, criminal defendant. That is Donald Trump.
This is an assault on America. Nothing like this has ever happened before. There's never been anything like it. Every legal scholar says this case is nonsense. It should never have been brought. It doesn't deserve anything like this. There is no case, and they've said it. People that don't necessarily follow or like Donald Trump said this is an outrage that this case was brought. This is political persecution. This is a persecution like never before. Nobody's ever seen anything like it. And again, it's a case that should have never been brought. It's an assault on America. And that's why I'm very proud to be here. This is an assault on our country.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome aboard today's edition of Human Events Daily, live from Washington, D.C. Today is April 15th, 2024, Anno Domini. A lot of stuff going on today, a lot in the news, a lot to break down. Early this morning, U.S. time, a stabbing took place. An Orthodox bishop delivering a sermon in Sydney, Australia, on live stream when a freak assailant screaming Allahu Akbar ran up, began stabbing him multiple times. Now, there are reports that the stabbing was not fatal, thank God, and also that is not life-threatening because Jesus Christ himself protected this bishop today. But I want Christians to understand something. Wake up, Christian. You are under attack. Your civilization is under attack. Today is 5 years. 5 years from the day that the Notre Dame Cathedral was set on fire. Yes, that's right. It was set on fire 5 years ago today. One of the most beautiful symbols of Western civilization. One of the most powerful symbols of Christianity anywhere in the world was set on fire. And I'm going to say this, it's time for Christians to stand together. All Christians, all denominations, look, we all have our differences. We got it. But right now, the wolves are at the door. The wolves are coming in, and it's time to fight back. So God bless those Christians down in Australia, down under. Because they didn't take it lightly. They even went up against the riot police, holding the cross, screaming, "Let him out! Let him out!" And understanding that when the church itself is under attack, Someone must defend it. When the faith itself is under attack, someone must defend it. Just the same way as when your country is under attack, someone must defend it. Do you think they're just going to let you have your country back? Do you think they're just going to let you walk up and vote and say, well, there we go. We are guy one. We're going to be able to take our country back now. We're going to be good. No, no, not how it works. You must sequester your power. And go look at what they're doing now. Today is a day that will also live in infamy, because on this historic day, President Donald J. Trump, the first time a president of the United States has ever been put on trial, begins his communist show trial in New York City, NYC, a city that he himself helped to build. Understand what we're up against, folks. This is humanity versus unhumanity. This is civilization versus uncivilization. Which side are you going to be on? Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Ladies and gentlemen, one of the best ways that you can support us here at Human Events and the work that we do is subscribing to us on our Rumble channel. Make sure you're subscribed. You hit the notifications so you'll never miss a clip. You'll never miss a new live episode, and we're putting them out every single day of the week.
But I got a hankering, a yearning deep inside. For this book called Unhumans, I just can't hide.
All right, Jack Posobiec back here live, Human Events Daily. I got a question for you, folks. How do you survive a communist apocalypse? Well, you watch Human Events Daily. Check. Follow Jack Posobiec on X. Check. Pre-order Unhumans on Amazon. Check. But there's one thing you're forgetting, and it could make the biggest difference in your future and your family's financial future, and that is checking out today's gold sponsor, Allegiance Gold. Since 2020, Bidenomics has obliterated the American economy. Imagine what four more years would do to interest rates, debt, and labor disputes. You need to save something stable so that you can take a breath and know that your money, whatever you earned, and the retirement you work for is safe. You have to proactively protect your assets so that when the supply chains get rocked and Biden decides to print a few more trillion-dollar bills, it won't impact your family's bottom line. And the only way to do that is with the true beacon of stability that so many patriots use to preserve their wealth, and that, my friends, is gold. Over the last 5 years, it's almost doubled in value, and with the way things are looking, the sky is the limit. Allegiance Gold has done things the right way from the beginning, so there's no coincidence that they've reserved the highest trust ratings in the precious metals industry, 5 stars with TrustLink and A+ with the Better Business Bureau. Allegiance Gold can help protect your IRA or 401k with physical gold and silver, and you can have it delivered straightly to your doorstep. Get up to $5,000 in free silver on a qualifying investment when you go to protectwithposo.com or call 844-577-POSO. Don't risk your financial future betting against these forces. Act today. Protectwithposo.com. That's protectwithposo.com or call 844-577-POSO. Mike Davis joins us live from New York City, where he's covering the trial, the first criminal trial of a president in all of U.S. history. Now, Mike, you obviously have been giving us the ins and outs of what's going to be coming ahead. You've been forecasting this for over a year at this point. Today is the day. Tell us, were there any surprises that you found or that you've seen so far in any of these early? I understand preliminary rulings are underway, and then jury selection is about to begin.
Well, it's not surprising that President Trump is not going to get a fair trial here in New York in this first criminal prosecution ever of a former president and likely future president by this George Soros-funded Manhattan DA, Alvin Bragg. He brought this bogus legal theory against President Trump. He's taking what are, at best, time-barred bookkeeping misdemeanors from 7 years ago, and I don't even think they're bookkeeping misdemeanors, but at best. And these have been transformed into 34 felony counts against a likely president of the United States during the 2024 election season. And so this legal theory was passed over by the prior Manhattan DA, the Manhattan U.S. attorney, the Federal Election Commission, and Alvin Bragg himself until Matthew Colangelo got deployed from the Biden Justice Department, the number three in the Biden Justice Department, a senior political appointee to to bring this zombie case against Trump. It's obviously lawfare. It's obviously election interference. And you have this Manhattan Democrat judge, Juan Merchan, who donated to Biden versus Trump in 2020. He donated to another anti-Trump cause in 2020. His adult daughter, Lauren, is a leading Democrat consultant and fundraiser who has raised over nearly $100 million off of this criminal trial over which her father's presiding. Judge Juan Merchan has a clear conflict of interest requiring his recusal under New York law because of his adult daughter's financial stake in this criminal prosecution. He has refused. You have a jury pool here in Manhattan that voted 85% against Donald Trump. There is no chance in hell that Trump's going to get a fair trial.
I mean, it's incredible to me that you're gonna find 14 people in New York City that don't have an opinion on Donald Trump. Really, really, 14 people. And just absolutely ridiculous to me that on its face that people could think that there could be any fair trial here. Tell me, Mike Davis, about this ruling that we're hearing in the Post-Millennial has the headline up now that says that President Trump apparently requested to take off some time from the trial or potentially even just these preliminary days because his son Barron has a graduation coming up, and Judge Merchan threatened Trump with arrest if he isn't in court every single day of the trial. Is that true? What's going on here?
Yeah, this is insane that this is happening, and it just shows you how clearly biased and partisan this Democrat Manhattan judge Juan Merchan is. Again, he is clearly anti-Trump. He donated to Biden. His adult daughter has a clear financial stake. One thing you should know about this judge is he also has a juror questionnaire. And in this juror questionnaire to figure out who the potential jurors are going to be on this trial, there are 2 million people in Manhattan. And this judge is asking these potential jurors if they are following Trump on social media, if they're associated with his campaign in any way, but he's not asking if any of these potential jurors are following President Biden or associated with President Biden's campaign. It's just this whole process is clearly rigged against President Trump. There's no question that President Trump is going to be found guilty and convicted under these bogus charges. They'll get eventually reversed on an appeal, maybe even to the Supreme Court of the United States, but that won't happen before November 5th, 2024. And that's the whole point of this. So Democrats can convict, they can imprison, they can bankrupt, they can disqualify, they can destroy President Trump before November 5th, 2024, because these Democrat prosecutors, these Democrat attorneys, these Democrat judges, these Democrat operatives, and these Democrat hellholes like New York, D.C., and Atlanta fear American voters.
And that's really what it's all about, because you've been talking about for so long how they were trying to do everything they could to get at least one of these cases up before the election. And we should probably ask why I have you here. So we know this case has gone. Is it true that this case is planning to go through June? Is that what we're hearing, that essentially President Trump will be barred from essentially being on the campaign trail every single day until June? That's a huge bombshell if that's true.
Yeah, they're saying that it could be up to 8 weeks. This judge has court Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday. So I guess if Trump wants to leave Tuesday evening and come back Wednesday night so he can be in court on Thursday morning, that's going to be Trump's campaign schedule between now and 8 weeks from now, maybe even longer. They say it's going to only take 2 weeks for jury selection. I think it's going to take longer than that because it's going to be very hard to get a jury that's not biased. But, you know, frankly, maybe Judge Juan Merchan, this Democrat Manhattan judge who donated to Biden and another anti-Trump cause and whose daughter is making a ton of money off of this criminal prosecution of Trump, clearly should recuse. So, and he refuses to do that. In fact, when Trump raises this evidence of this judge's bias, or at least appearance of bias, how does the Democrat judge respond? He puts an illegal, unconstitutional gag order on President Trump. It is just, we keep talking about third world Marxist hellholes. Judge Juan Merchan is a banana republic judge.
And so I'm looking at some of the rulings that have come out just now. Juan Merchan, obviously, as you say, he has refused to recuse himself. That's number one. Karen McDougal someone who also was involved with this National Enquirer alleged catch and kill operation, blah, 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 from 2016, will potentially be testifying if they call her. She's allowed to be. But then also, Mershon ruled prosecutors cannot play the Access Hollywood tape, which apparently the DA wanted to bring in. I have no idea what that has to do with this case, but they wanted to play the Access Hollywood tape. And then finally, that they will not allow mentions of Melania Trump and his wife and talking about how the pregnancy with Barron. Mike Davis, none of those things seem, again, we're talking about a campaign finance violation. It's supposed to be what this trial's about, right?
And what's so crazy about this whole legal theory, again, that was passed over by the prior Manhattan DA, Cy Vance, the Manhattan U.S. Attorney, the Federal Election Commission, and Bragg himself, until Colangelo got deployed from the Biden Justice Department. They're saying that these bookkeeping violations for Trump somehow committed a misdemeanor for settling a nuisance claim back before 2016. They put it in the books in 2017, but somehow when they put it in the books in 2017, that was somehow a campaign finance violation from 2016. This is an insane legal theory. This is clear lawfare. This is clear election interference. Prior to the trial starting, the New York Times and the Washington Post pointed out how weak and absurd this case is. They're going to change their tune, of course, because they're partisan hacks. But this is the weakest of these four criminal prosecutions against Trump. And when the American people tune into this and see that they're trying to imprison the leading presidential candidates for the rest of his life instead of facing him on November 5th, 2024, this is not going to end well for Democrats. This is not going to end well for Biden, who's been leading this lawfare against Trump. It's going to make President Trump Nelson Mandela. It's going to put President Trump back in the White House.
Do you think we could see President Trump behind bars as an element of this?
I think that they will look. Yes, I do. Now, there is a federal statute that the Secret Service must protect a former president for the rest of his life. And so if they try to put him in prison, which I could see this Democrat prosecutor and this Democrat judge in Manhattan doing this, Bragg and this Juan Mershon, I could see them trying to do this. They would have to literally clear out a wing of a jail to have enough protections in there for President Trump. So they will look, this is part of their pattern. They are taking violent felons in New York City and downgrading those charges to misdemeanors or even dismissing them altogether. And then they're taking this time-barred at best bookkeeping misdemeanor from 7 years ago, turning that into 34 felonies and trying to imprison Trump for the rest of his life. This is the most anti-democratic thing imaginable. These are republic-ending tactics by Democrats.
Republic-destroying tactics at that. Mike Davis, thank you for doing the yeoman's work. We'll leave you back to it. Folks, he's there, New York City, giving you the skinny, the inside story of what's happening. Trial of a presidency.
The hidden tales of the communist history. I want to know the truth, what really went down. So I'm jumping on my computer, going to pre-order town. Pre-order in love, you.
Jack Posobiec back live, Human Events Daily. Folks, let's talk about this for a second. Most emergencies come without warning. When the next one comes, you're not going to have time to prepare. You're not going to have time to pack. Think about the earthquake that just rocked the Northeast a couple of weeks ago. You have to get ready right now before an emergency or a disaster strikes. Your supplies should be ready to grab and go right away. Secure those supplies at MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Start with a four-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. Help millions of Americans, and they've helped millions of Americans get ready since 2008. My Patriot Supply are experts in self-reliance. Their four-week emergency food kits offer 2,000 calories a day, protected by heavy-duty four-layer packaging. These kits last up to 25 years. Sealed inside rugged-handled buckets, they are designed to grab quickly. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save $50 per kit. They ship fast and free in unmarked boxes. Save $50 per kit at MyPatriotSupply.com, MyPatriotSupply.com. Folks, think about the math on this. President Trump on trial, right there, New York City. What's really being done? A president of the United States, a leading candidate, the man who's leading, currently leading the Real Clear Politics average for the presidency, is now up on trial, and he's going to be on trial until June? This is a joke. This is absolutely insane. And it, more than that, it boils down to a strategy. This is their strategy. They know that Biden can't be on the campaign trail that long. So what do they do to achieve parity? They can't make Biden better. But what do? They gag Trump. They prevent him from traveling. They prevent him from going to his son's graduation. They prevent him from participating in family activities. But more importantly, they protect him. They prevent him from taking part on the campaign. Look at this. Some of the math that's coming out. The live testimony and opening arguments might not even be get 2 weeks from today. Now you're in May. Okay, so now we're into May. Then the trial might not even conclude until June. You're talking about critical eras and critical time that President Trump should be on the campaign trail, should be out there hitting state after state. I mean, sure, Pennsylvania is close by as a swing state. He could do stuff. And you know what? Here's what Trump should do, by the way, folks. What Trump should do is for every single day that he has to be in court, he should hold an event every weekend in Madison Square Garden and say, I want everybody to come to Madison Square Garden, come to New York. He's talked about doing this already. Just book Madison Square Garden, come out there and say, I want you to stand with me. And then he'll hold these massive rallies in Madison Square Garden. Book it out. Book it out. Obviously, you know, their schedule is what it is. And if you can't do it there, do it right inside Trump Tower. Look, you own the property yourself. Do it right inside Trump Tower or Madison Square Garden. Have event after event after event and ram it down their throats. These communists, these unhumans, understand this is a strategy to keep Trump off the campaign trail. That's why they're doing this. They know it's a joke. They know these trials have completely backfired on them. The lawfare, everyone can see it for exactly what it is. It is lawfare. But this is what Trump can do. He's got the entire eyes of the world looking on him. The eyes of the world are looking upon him right now. And what do you do with that? Well, there's not much you can do in the courtroom. You're going to be forced to be there. But all the media is there. Everyone else is there. I'm telling you, this is what he should do. Hold these things. Call press conferences. Challenge Biden to a debate. Hold mass rallies. Have people there. Hold a rally. The weather's getting nice. Do it in Central Park, right next to the ice rink. Oh, by the way, President Trump himself was the one who built. This is a city. This is a city that was brought. Remember, Manhattan in the 1970s, by the 1970s, was in, shall we say, disrepair. Manhattan was not doing well. But it was Donald Trump and the people around him who said, we're going to come in and we are going to reinvest in Manhattan and we're going to clean it up. We're not just going to put money in. We're going to reinstitute law and order in what amounts to America's greatest city. And they're going to do so in a way that actually brings New York back from the brink. And you know what? He worked with Giuliani, and that's exactly what they did. A city that he built, a civilization that Americans restored in our lifetime, within living memory. And now the same snakes and vipers and parasites that have destroyed America's greatest city are now trying to destroy one of America's greatest citizens. And of course, one of the greatest New Yorkers, Donald J. Trump, the city he built. You can see it, folks. These are the forces of civilization versus anti-civilization. These are the forces of humanity versus anti-humanity. This is why Joshua Lysak and I put this book together. If you don't understand that this is what unhumans always do, then you're missing the story. They will go after every leader. They will go after every individual. They will go after everyone who stands in their way. They're going to lock him up. They're going to try to shut him up. They're going to pull him off the campaign trail. They're going to try to take his businesses away. You know what I say? And Mike Davis, he just said it. He said they're going to put Donald Trump behind bars. You know what I say? Bring it on. Throw him in jail. Go ahead. Go right ahead. Put the police tape over Trump Tower. Go ahead and do it. Go ahead and do it. I dare you. I dare you to lock up Trump Tower. I dare you to lock up Donald Trump. I dare you to lock up every single one of those patriots. Please, go ahead and do it. Go ahead and do it and show the rest of the world, show them the naked face of the regime that is trying to take over this country and doing a very good job of it, by the way. Because I'll tell you right now, the minute you start doing that, I'm going to have the people out there, like all those Christians up in Sydney today, and we're going to be saying, send him out. Send him out. And we're not going to take this lying down anymore. We're not going to remember. We're not going to say, oh, I'm so sorry. Let's just, you know, let's just hope everybody stays nice. Let's just so hope, you know, don't say any mean words. Don't use any hate speech. Don't use any bad language. Don't do those things. Naughty, naughty. Don't do a hate speech. No. We're sick of it. We're done with it. No more apologizing. Only action. Only action now. Did you think they were just going to let you walk up there and have your country back? You think they were just going to hand it to you on a silver platter and say, there you go? When are Americans going to wake up? You are under attack, American. Every single thing that you hold dear, your traditions are under attack. Your country is under attack. Your very value system is under attack. They are importing millions of migrant hordes from the third world into your country. And they're saying, oh, it's just going to make the cuisine taste better. It's just going to have better tacos. Yeah, you're just going to have better tacos. And we're supposed to sit back. We're supposed to sit back while our country is raped. Our traditions are raped. Our values are raped. Our children are raped and murdered. And we're supposed to say that we love all these newcomers. We love the newcomers in New York City. We love it. You know something? I don't love it. You know something? I think these people should go back. I think they have to go back. And I think Donald Trump has to go back too, to the White House. Because I guarantee you, you put him behind bars, we will put him in the White House. And we will send him, we will put him back to the White House. And then we will send all of these migrants back, every single one of them. Bye-bye. See you later. And then, for any of you people who participated in these things, Alvin Bragg, Letitia James, Fannie Willis, Merrick Garland, Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, we're going to call you up too. We're going to poke around in your business, and we're going to find out about these fax stacks of cash. And we're going to look into the Hunter Biden laptop, and we're going to have investigators and prosecutors, and we're going to be looking over these things. Ashley Biden's diary was real. Whoa. Ashley Biden's diary was real. How about an investigation into that? You like that, Biden family? Because it's all coming. We're sick of it. I said this 2 years ago. No more turning the other cheek. Every time you get struck, you strike back. It's a little word, a simple word, starts with an R. It's called reciprocity. Reciprocity. That which you do to us, which will be returned to you, perhaps tenfold. The lawfare, the harassment. No, RICO on every single one of you. That's number one. Number two is we start getting in your faces. I'm like, you guys know my track record. You guys know Pozo's greatest hits. You guys know the things that I've done and the things that I'm capable of. So try me. Try me. Please do. I beg you. Look in my eyes. I'm begging you to try me on this. Look, we already called your bluff. The Key Bridge, Baltimore. Oh, now there's an FBI investigation into that. Who said that was going to come? Oh, that's right. I did. These people, these unhumans are stabbing priests as they pray their sermons in Sydney, Australia, all around the world. 5 years ago, the Notre Dame Cathedral gets set on fire. No, too far. It's all gone too far. It's all too far. Trump, no. You're putting Trump on trial, trying to put him behind bars? No, Just no. No. Nope. 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 Not going to happen. What can I tell you, folks? When you put, it is Newtonian. It is a factor of the cosmos. It is a fact of the physical and natural world. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. And the reaction is only just going to get bigger and bigger, because I guarantee you, the pendulum has not even yet begun to swing. And when it does, ho-ho, ho-ho, watch out. Be right back.
I want to know the truth, what really went down. So I'm jumping on my computer, going to pre-order town. Pre-order in love, you man. Can't wait to get my hands on that book. Gonna dive into its pages. Take a closer look on the Russian Revolution. To the
playwrights. Jack Posobiec back live, Human Events Daily. Folks, world is in absolute flames. Bidenomics, a complete and total disaster. World War III. We're on the brink of World War III, apparently. Are we? Over the weekend? But it cannot and will not ruin my day. Do you know why? It's because I start my day with a hot America First cup of Blackout Coffee. This coffee is 100% Americana. Blackout Coffee, 100% committed to conservative values. From sourcing the beans to the roasting process, customer support, and shipping, they embody true American values and accept no compromise on taste or quality. Look, we got another package from Blackout over the weekend. Got a T-shirt. I got to wear that the next time we're going to do one of the hits. But we got a whole assortment of flavors from these guys in our latest shipment. I love this stuff. They got, you know, if you got something, they've got the blueberry crumble. If you're looking for something in the spring, they got like a cinnamon deal. They got regular stuff. Just go and check it out. There's something for everyone in your family, for every different, you know, taste, whatever floats your boat. They've got it there. So go to blackoutcoffee.com/Poso. Use promo code POSO20 for 20% off your first order. We know Mother's Day is next month, and it's never too soon to give mom and those close to her heart the gift of being awake, not woke, with Blackout Coffee. That's blackoutcoffee.com/POSO, blackoutcoffee.com/POSO, promo code POSO20. The co-author of the upcoming book, Unhumans, The Secret History of Communist Revolutions and How to Crush Them, Joshua Lysak, joins us now. Joshua, I see these things going on my little piece of glass that I have in my pocket. It's called a cell phone, and they tell me, the FBI is opening a criminal investigation into a bridge that was struck down, you know, when everybody said that it was just an accident. Then we hear, another priest has been stabbed. Another priest has been, you know, horrifically stabbed at the altar on the fifth anniversary of the burning of Notre Dame. Donald Trump now put on trial, and we're told that he will be arrested if he misses trial, even for going to his son's graduation. I guess it was summer graduation's coming up. This is, by the way, Martin Shkreli, everybody knows the great farmer bro Martin Shkreli, who's watching the show today, comments, "That's BS. I couldn't attend my own antitrust trial because I would have had to miss a key prison program that gave me 12 months off. These crackers doing too much." So Martin Shkreli comments in with that. Joshua, let me ask you a question. What is the term for what happens when people get pushed too far and they decide, you know what, particularly, and look, we love the ladies out there, but particularly the men, what happens when men say it's all gone too far?
Yes, thanks for having me on, Jack. And it's our favorite little word, starts with an R, of course. It is reciprocity.
I thought you were going to say racism. I thought for sure that you were going to say racism, and Media Matters and those guys were going to have a Patriot Takes. We're going to have a field day. Our favorite R word isn't racism. What? Oh my gosh. Lucky us.
Yes. So what we have observed over the centuries amongst communists, far leftists, radicals, revolutionaries, and subversives, is they try to bog down their enemies, that is, the good and normal people, with labels, accusations, ridiculous claims, And so instead of doing good and normal things, the good and normal people have to wade around in the muck and mire of reputation and PR damage that's being leveled at them, lawfare that's being sent to attack them. And the idea is that those people who would otherwise be in a position to stall the revolution are they themselves stalled with BS, with BS. Meanwhile, the subversive radical revolutionaries pat themselves on the back and proceed doing exactly what they were going to do all along, but without the without the impediments that would have been in their way. We'll put it that way. That's why they target the good and normal people, particularly the good and normal people like President Trump, who are otherwise in their way. The only reason they attack you is if they see you as effective. And so if you're being labeled a racist, if you have lawfare waged against you, that probably means you're a good and normal person.
And then this is what drives me nuts. This is what drives me so crazy, is that there are still people, and Joshua, you and I talk about this all the time. By the way, a friend of mine, you know, Ed, as well, this is something you've been talking about, decided over the weekend, buddy of mine, still boneless, and I decided to spend a couple hours. We're doing some volunteer work for our church, and we spent a couple hours listening to NPR at your suggestion because you keep talking about these NPR Americans. And now, this was prior to a lot of the news that we saw, this morning. But they were talking about the only thing you would think had happened anywhere in the world, listening to NPR on that Saturday morning, was the Arizona abortion and the abortions. Even though the AG has come out and said they're not going to be enforcing this thing, even though state legislators said, yeah, we're probably going to, you know, we're probably going to revamp this to be in line with the 2022 bill. But what is it about NPR and these? And of course, over the weekend, you know, we have this NPR whistleblower comes out. Now there's a new NPR CEO who's just, she's hilarious. We're finding crazy tweets from her where she was like having dreams about Kamala Harris. It's so on brand. It's amazing. But you've got some unique insights into the NPR American. So why is it that, well, there are so many of us who can see things like this and say this has gotten too far, there is still the NPR American who says, oh, no, these trials and these things, these are good and these should be happening, and or that's just routine?
Yes, the NPR American is the moniker that we've developed. It's a bit gentler than normie, and it's also more accurate and descriptive of describing the type of voter who is operating from the lowest level of awareness. They believe the official sources, whether it's the CDC on health matters, or it's their pediatrician for their child's welfare and wellness, or it's the official sources, like the paper of record, the Times, or in this case, the state-sponsored media of NPR. And so they believe that if they hear it from a trusted source, it is therefore trustworthy. But those of us who have been around and know how mass manipulation works, who understands who the players are and what the agenda are, and we can follow the money for ourselves, we recognize that they have, in fact, the lowest level of credibility. It's unfortunate that the NPR American mentality, therefore, is thus, well, if I didn't hear it on NPR, if I didn't see it in the Times, if I didn't see it shared by my favorite left-wing influencer who I believe is uniquely credible as a moderate and an expert, if I didn't see it explicitly laid out, specifically worded in such a way, then it's ridiculous. For example, the typical NPR American does not believe that anything like lawfare is happening to President Trump. In fact, they probably don't know why there are these 91 counts. And of course, one of the tactics there is to create as many as possible in order to manipulate the NPR Americans to believe, well, where there's smoke, there's fire. I would understand if it was just one or two or three. Oh, but 91, well, obviously he's guilty then. I mean, just look at all the overwhelming evidence. This is how these people think, you see. And it's unfortunate that that's a situation. But as we call that mentality out in gentleness and with some bare minimum respect, that in and of itself is a little bit of sunshine that brings the truth to the matter.
Well, and this is what's interesting to me, because, you know, I think we should, and it's informative for a lot of people out there, because if you look at it from the perspective of the NPR American, they've been told by their trusted news sources, and the New York Times has dispatched everyone there. CNN is holding, they're hosting entire CNN panels from the sidelines of this trial. All the New York Times, obviously it's right down the street from the New York Times, so it's very easy for them to do so. But they are booking this like it's the trial of the century. Whereas we were kind of looking at it going, he's had a bunch of trials already. There's actually a little bit of trial fatigue going on, I would say, because there's been so many of these over and over. But these people have been told by the Times and NPR, and they don't read any other sources, that Donald Trump is a unique madman, that he is a unique con artist. This Maggie Haberman was the title of her book, was Con Man. And they've been told that Trump needs to be behind bars for almost a decade at this point. So on their side, this has actually been building for 10 years, and today is the crescendo of that in a way that doesn't even need to comport with any of the other previous witch hunts. This is something that's been endemic of the Democrat and left-wing media's take on Trump. We're coming up on a quick break, but Joshua Isaac, I want to get your response to that at the end of this, and understanding that for those on the right who, and really just in the center, who I think see this as lawfare. Elon Musk tweeted this morning, he said this is ridiculous, that it was lawfare. But there's a certain swath of Americans who live for this. They listen to a lot of true crime too, folks. Just saying. Be right back. Human Events Daily.
I want to know the truth, what really went down. So I'm jumping on my computer, going to pre-order town. Far. But I got a hankering, a yearning deep inside, for this book called Unhumans I just can't hide.
Jack Posobiec back live, Human Events Daily. Here talking with Joshua Lysak and about the NPR Americans. And specifically, Joshua, I wanted to ask you about this. Do the NPR Americans, they have this almost pathological, I don't even know how to explain it, obsession with seeing Trump being put behind bars. Many of these same people are also obsessed with true crime podcasts, wine coolers, and the such. You all know the type. What does today mean for them, and what should we understand about this pathology?
It is entertainment above all. Media, entertainment, news, it's all been blended, because in the day of the internet, when the distribution of information is effectively free, there's no reason to pay for news anymore. There still is reason to pay for entertainment. Now, the follow the money heuristic for figuring out what's really going on in the world is useful here. A bit less than 20% of NPR's funding, specifically NPR, comes from federal, state, and local sources. It is, of course, state-sponsored, somewhat government-funded media, but for the other 80% or so, they need customers. And you got to give the customer what they want. And so in this age of being able to figure out who is a demographic and the psychographic, they've been able to figure out who is paying them, who their customers are, their actual funders, and how to give those people more of what they want. And it turns out that Trump is good for business. That's why we saw so many books sell so many copies during the Trump administration and immediately after 45, where they were both pro-Trump books and anti-Trump books and a little bit of pro and anti-Trump. It's because Trump means business. And so if you can be pro-Trump, you can make some money. And if you can be anti-Trump, the more anti-Trump you can be, well, the more money you can generate. And so it becomes a matter of an economic issue rather than even a political one. And perhaps that's the pragmatic way to look about it, And it's a little bit dark, I'll admit. But that is really what is happening here. The true crime podcast listener considers the Trump lawfare indictments, trial, and hopefully, they're thinking imprisonment. Oh, that would just be so amazing if you have the entertainment frame around this, which is exactly what this is. And people who are the NPR Americans, meaning those people who believe what their trusted news sources tell them without question, because, well, they're the experts and I'm the consumer of the information, they don't understand that. And so they're given things like no one is above the law. And so when they consider the idea that maybe this is a little over the top, what's being leveled against President Trump, what he's being charged with. That's what they have become hypnotized into responding without question. No one's above the law. 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 And so there's a shortcut, sort of a short circuit in reasoning. It becomes a shortcut right to the entertainment. Don't interrupt me when I'm watching my true crime entertainment, guys. Leave me alone. I want to enjoy this. That's the best, I think, most useful frame to view the NPR American mindset through. It's not particularly complicated. It's both sobering, a little humorous, and I guess also dark at the same time.
Well, and that's really what it is, because they've taken this type of true crime mentality and applied that to how our country should be run. I wanted to ask you about that phrase you just used, that word specifically, a psychographic. Because a psychographic is demographics, we know demographics are age, ethnicity, gender, but psychographics, can you walk us through what that is? Because this is actually determining a market slice based on psychology.
Yes, psychographics would refer to opinions, beliefs, values, preferences, voting behaviors, those sorts of attributes about a person that aren't exactly baked in, but they're a bit more malleable. They're the difference between someone who buys this vehicle or buys that vehicle. Why does someone buy this vehicle or that vehicle? For example, why does somebody who has a Coexist bumper sticker on the back of their 2015 Subaru, how do you know that person is a farmer's market liberal? How do you know? Well, we just know that, right? That is a demographic information, but it also gives away the psychographic involved. Now, what subversives have done throughout history, recent history, and even in communist revolutions, is they will find the masses that they can persuade with these sort of reasoning shortcuts. During the Russian Revolution, Vladimir Lenin went around saying, hey, we the Bolsheviks are going to bring peace, land, bread. Peace, land, bread. They said it over and over and over. And so to oppose the Bolsheviks was to oppose peace, land, bread. And so it became a bit of an earworm for the masses that they could not get out of their heads. It was a shortcut of reasoning, short circuit of reasoning as well. Much the same way that with the lawfare against President Trump, all you need to say to the NPR American is nobody's above the law. And it's an end of the conversation. It's an end to the conversation. There's no room for critical thinking or critical analysis at that point. In the same way that if you opposed the Bolsheviks and everything that they stood for was to oppose peace, that is the end of Russian involvement in World War One. It was to oppose necessary land reforms, and it was to oppose the poor huddled masses being able to feed themselves and to their children. And you don't want to be against peace, land, and bread, do you? And so those people who are aware of their social status are more likely to be more easily manipulated by this sort of earworm persuasion that shortcuts the reasoning. And I know that we're mixing metaphors here easily, but I'm sure there's one or two that most viewers you're able to grab onto and it'll click.
And this is what it is, folks. It's the through line for all of this. You must fight back. You must fight back against the unhumans. You must fight back against the forces of unhumanity, the forces of anti-civilization. What we're seeing play out before us is exactly what the book Unhumans will explain to you the backstory of, but then also the system to take it down. Joshua Lysak, where can people follow you?
I'm over at Twitter/X at Joshua Lysak, as well as all the other fine social media platforms, including Truth Social.
Joshua Lysak, folks, understand we are in an animating test for the future of Western civilization. Will humanity win, or will the unhumans win? Ladies and gentlemen, as always, you have my permission to lay a shirt.
Go in the pre-order town. Pre-order in the